The following program, The Language of Business, is produced in cooperation with the Needham Channel and is responsible for its own content. It is intended for educational purposes only. The opinions and views expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and participants and not necessarily those of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network, its management, or employees. It's time for The Language of Business with Greg Stoller.
Like everything else, business has a language all its own, and I plan to help you speak it. I'm Greg Stoller from the Carroll School of Management MBA program at Boston College. A budding entrepreneur gets an idea. Next comes the business plan. Some business plans wind up sitting on bookshelves collecting dust, while others are immediately put to work. On this show, we'll tell you how all kinds of companies, large and small, are planned, implemented, and run. For over a decade, I've been approached by scores of entrepreneurs who would like business plans developed for their new ventures. Each year, I narrow that list down to the most viable 20 and regularly enlist a team of over 50 mentors and advisors to help my classes in writing them. Hearing from these entrepreneurs directly, you can learn from both their successes and their failures. Some entrepreneurs spend a great amount of time developing their plan, while others go for the back of a napkin approach. Which one is best? Today, we will be exploring the pros and cons of both. Our first guest tells us how. I'd like to welcome Tony Solomons into the studio. Tony, welcome.
Hi, Greg.
So, Tony, tell me about your current business and what you do for a living.
Ideal Marketing Group is a direct import consulting firm. We provide international trade assistance to American companies seeking to do business overseas. This is the third iteration of what began as a family business. The first one was a manufacturer's representative firm based in Chestnut Hill. The second one was a startup based in London. And this one is entirely my own, also a startup.
And you mentioned that you have a lot of international interest. Where are some of the geographies that you do business in?
We do a lot of business in China, but also Hong Kong. We do business in Taiwan, Japan, Thailand, Indonesia, the Philippines.
And what sort of element of the process do you get involved with? Obviously, you're not manufacturing the products, but you said you were assisting and advising your clients.
We serve as our clients' outsourced import department, if you will. So for our clients importing products from third-party distributors, we help them shorten the supply chain by showing them how to import directly themselves, and we provide the facility within our offices in Boston and in Hong Kong to do all the documentation, all the shipment tracking, all the order flow management, merchandising, packaging. It's really a turnkey end-to-end process.
And what would you say is the biggest business challenge that you're facing right now?
Right now, as always, the biggest challenge is finding the right people. We're a small business. We've got a limited number of personnel.